It took a great deal of courage for him to come in and share the fullness of his and other employees' experience with me. I could have read all the evaluations in the world, and nothing would have been more impactful than what took place in a face-to-face meeting where the truth was told, heard, and felt at full impact. Although it was one of the more abrupt and abrasive rounds of feedback, it was a transformational time that spurred life-changing decisions for me. Without my colleague sharing the truth and me encouraging him to tell me more, I wouldn't have chosen the path I chose. We still work together to this day. I consider him one of my most valuable friends and business partners, and the brand he is to me is truth, care, courage, boldness. A relationship stretched to new levels of transparency will never return to its original facade. The first step to improving the brilliant brand of you is to discover the brand you are today. The best way to go about doing that is to create an environment for those around you to be truthful about how you are showing up in their life, at work, at meetings, and more. But there's a challenge, more like a disease, that gets in the way of obtaining this life-changing feedback. Some call it the practice of political correctness. I call it the art of self-protection. People are so careful to never say the wrong thing, ruffle any feathers, or make anyone dislike them that they'd rather say nothing at all than share their truth. This is why years go by without someone telling you things that should have been shared long ago. And it's a major reason we can stay in breakdowns without knowing what our breakdowns are. Breakdowns being anything that creates problems in our life or keeps us from our full potential. It's imperative to seek out this feedback. Hunt for it rather than wait for it, because it will most likely not come on its own. Here are simple methods for getting feedback. List some names of people you respect, those who you work with on a regular basis. There's no rule for who or where the best feedback can come from. Sometimes the most unlikely sources can provide valuable insights that can forever change your life, the trajectory of your career, and the success you have. Take initiative in getting feedback from each person. The way I approach this these days is to either email or walk up to someone in the office and say, "Hey, can we get a cup of coffee or have lunch sometime? I'd like to get some feedback on some things that I think you might be able to help me out with. My treat." The added value here is that it honors people when you ask for their opinion, and you'll rarely, if ever, get a no answer. If they do say no, they may not be the kind of person you'd want to receive feedback from anyway. Sit down and have a real conversation. When I sit down with a person, I generally get specific about my desire to get raw, uncut feedback, and I let them know that I'm not looking for the good as much as I am the bad and the ugly, the blind spots. Sometimes I'll provide the person the nature of the feedback I'm looking for in advance, so they have time to process and provide the most meaningful feedback. It's also wise to let them know you won't get defensive or hold anything against them, and will keep the conversation completely confidential. You will be taking your relationship to a new level of trust, and it should remain at that level for the future.